I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The first of 2018 with myself, Phoebe, and the lovely Helena.
Hello.
Yay, new year, new music.
It is. It's exciting.
Are you ready?
I am. I'm really excited about this podcast.
Me too. Tonight we're going to be doing the Sound of 2018 podcast styly. We've got our own selections of tunes that we think are absolutely necessary bands and artists for you to hear this year, and we think they are going to go very, very far. The first one that you heard there was a guy called Slonk with a song called I'm Pursuing a Career Away from Conveyancing, and it's taken from his debut EP, which he produced in his bedroom, which is called I'm Losing My Mind on the Outside of Everything. He'd been making massive waves down in the Bristol way and the surrounding areas, and there's not one Sound of 2018 list round and about there that's missed them out. Enemy or a fan, Line of Best Fit are all over them. What do you reckon, Helena?
It's definitely up my alley.
Yeah.
Are they from Bristol?
Yeah, from Bristol, yeah.
I think Bristol is, after Glasgow, my favourite city for producing music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's an accolade.
Yeah, I think they're phenomenal. If I could live anywhere else, after Glasgow, I would probably move to Bristol.
Me, you know, this is ridiculous. Me too, and I've never been. I've been, like, for a day, and then that was everything that I needed to know. Yeah. So I think we're together on that one.
Fab. They've got so many amazing people that work in music and produce music, and we've my other half, he introduced me to a whole load of people from touring, and just the community there is like Glasgow. It's so rich, it's amazing.
Well, Slonk are definitely shining stars out of there at the minute. So that is the first in our selections of Podcarts 2018 Sound Off list. Alina, what's on yours?
Well, we've got 11 tracks, we have to point out. We did have 10, but there was one person that we just couldn't miss out, and we both went for this person, but we'll play that at the end, I think, if we go for that one at the end. So, my first one is Cautious Clay, and this is called Juliet and Caesar.
Talk about, fit the rope, play it out. Oh, diamonds falling in your thought, love. Call a friend, fuck it up. Honesty is still the route. You respect, only doubt. Cause we're falling either way as we down and out. Straight jacket in a head top. Subtle gaze with some tight pants. Nice time. She never felt so lost. Cause in the woods she went. Pulling shots through the storm she made. Snatching on souls. Melodrama in the road she paved. Straight jacket in her head top. Hard staring, you know they can. I'm loving making hard for love. Lacking patience in the stars.
First pick of the year, and Cautious Clay with Juliet and Caesar. So I have covered everything in terms of songs that Cautious Clay has released over 2017. He's from Brooklyn, and this is the first track from for 2018. It's actually released this week, which is fantastic. It's from his forthcoming EP Blood Type, which is out in February, and I am hoping that the previous songs that have been kind of previewed over last year are on that EP, because as a whole, including that one, is going to be something really, really special. For me, it's the production in the music, and his vocals are unbelievable. There's a real richness and warmth, and the layering within the production is something really notable, which for me is something I always kind of look out for, I guess. He apparently plays saxophone as well, which is pretty cool. And there's obviously the gospel undertones, which again is something that I really, truly love. But yeah, Cautious Clay, Juliet and Caesar.
It was so good. It was so, so good. Having never listened before, and you know, you said that that is probably not even his strongest track, and yet I just want to hit repeat now and, you know, bugger the next hour of the show. Let's just play that over and over. So
thank God you said the next hour of the show, because I was wondering what you were going to say after bugger.
Moving along from this, let's take it round to my next choice. It's Lil Yura. I'm really sorry if I've said that wrong. I have no idea. Lil Yura, I think that's what it is, and a song called White Noise. From Lil Yura, and she is Scottish, which I really don't think that you would tell from how poppy and bouncy everything is. I really like it. For me, I'm a bit of a pop hater, just as a general thing, sweeping generalisation, but that is like a total breakout tune. I love her voice, I love the intense drums, I love that it goes from kind of like breathy carelessness to being all happy. It's taken from her first EP called No Control, which came out 3 months ago, and coming out in there, and I think that's something that's pretty special.
The that's definitely the full shebang, isn't it? In terms of, that is the finished article in terms of a track. Really good.
Yeah, love it, love it.
Good. Okay, let's travel over to Norway now. I feel like I'm doing Eurovision, and this is Farida, and this is called You. You can wear my skin, 'cause I've seen stranger things, and I
just might be too strung out, but it's all right by your side.
With you, and Frida is half Norwegian, half Algerian, and salam alaikum, alaikum salam, and just bringing my roots in there. So apparently one to watch since early 2016, which is insane. Basically the Fader and Billboard supported her when back in 2016. So I mean, it's really encouraging for me that she's still kind of going and she's still regarded as a new artist, because I suppose it's that thing, you're kind of chipping away at an iceberg type thing. But since then she's played South by Southwest. She opened up for Dua Lipa, which we were talking about in the break there. It's unreal.
Huge.
And she's played massive festivals and showcases. And she was also... The Fader actually named her one to watch for 2017, so I'm not sure if that's 2 years in a row they've done that. And that song was released this week. We were talking about her vocal there. There's obvious comparisons to Banks and so on and so forth, but she's got a real 90s R&B flavour to her voice and music. And for me, this is going to be not controversial. We talked about the production technique last year that seems to have kind of just saturated music, which is that kind of pitch shift vocal manipulation that comes through music. But she does it in a way that is actually beneficial to her music. It doesn't make it sound a generic pile of shit. It actually elevates it almost. So congratulations, Frida, because apparently she's really doing well in terms of streams on Spotify.
Nice.
And she's got a new management team as well. So yeah, really wonderful artist.
All good things primed for 2018, yes, by the sounds of it.
I think everything's kind of fallen into place for her. It seems to be that things have kind of slowly come in, but now it's the pieces of the puzzle are there.
The building blocks have been built into a cracking castle. Well, yes. I'm really excited to see what else comes out of Frida this year.
Yes.
Let's take it to a guy from Northwest London. His name is Kit, and this is Intoxicated.
On my keychain, open up the door and then I relay the feelings of before. I can't see straight. Mama screaming, do your chores, but I'm high as fuck, lying on the floor. Oh oh, cut up the hysteria. They normally ignoring me, but now they looking over, huh? Interesting. Ponder on my thoughts while I'm drinking my tea. I'm not the type to get angry, maybe it's in my genes. Hereditary, I'm down and out like Chickadee. Baby, please, I'm just trying to chill and watch TV. Slouched on the couch, I ain't trying to get thrown out. No doubt, I should probably get a job. Tempt me, the way she moved them hips is so deadly. Medusa, trying to trap me up in a chamber. It's scary, cause she really don't remember. I'll still be the same old fool on your radar. Sounds in my ear, people talking crazy, only got one beer. Motherfuckers love to do me, but this operation clear. So my sight on the goal, keep my mind away from fear. More tears for a brother that just lost his peers. How would you feel if your best friend just done disappeared? Move on, no time for tripping over shit but croutons. That's money though, bread crunchy like my favourite chicken spot. Bigger pot, more dreams for cake like morphine. And I'm just trying to keep the balance straight like a light beam. Balance straight like a light beam. Straight like a light beam, trying to keep the balance straight like a light beam. Straight like a light beam. I just wanna know. I'm on tune, intoxicated on some things, some things that ain't new. I just wanna know. You complain about me, when do I talk about you? Or maybe that's the problem, you too self-infused.
Intoxicated by Kit. He's from Northwest London. He's only 18. What, mate?
Ridiculous.
He is a bedroom producer and vocalist, so he did everything on that track himself. And it's taken from his debut EP called Circles, which I found over on SoundCloud. For me, I just love how confident the whole package is. It's got that kind of slick put-togetherness that you'd be expecting from someone that's been in this game a long, long time, rather than someone that's releasing their debut music. Apparently he's a photographer as well, and I checked out some of his photos, so he's one of these people that's just got creativity in spades. So I'm very jealous, but how can you not be when that tune is so good? And another thing for me is that I really like how he's not rushing to rhyme over his music. You know, it's really easy to fall into a gap of needing to fill the silence, but actually not doing that shows that he's really mature as an artist already, and it shows off his production skills, which he definitely should be showing off because it's really good. And I can hear him on a lineup with Loyal Karner, which for me is a huge, huge compliment, because Loyal is very much up there with the greats, so...
That's my favourite one of picks of yours so far, I have to say. That is really, really good. That's, really up my alley.
Great.
That's the one. Awesome. My God, this is insane.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, this is great. Okay, so next we are going in a completely different direction. And this is Vulgarians, and this is Of Humdrum Consumption. That's the rise in carnival.
Yeah.
the dulcet tones of vulgarians. Four piece from Hull, and that probably knocked the shit right out of you with any luck. They're coming, so they're back this January, and that was called Of Humdrum and Consumption, which is taken from their last EP, Almost Instinct, Almost True. And it was picked up by quite a lot of press, but they've obviously got, they're working towards, well, the last 4 months apparently they've been recording their debut album, which is really good, and I'm very excited about that. They've got a short tour coming up in this month, and it's called the Beautiful South Tour. And at first I read the press release really quickly and I thought, oh my God, the Beautiful South are fucking shit. I hate them. what is going on here? And no, it was the name of their tour. Obviously, this surpasses the Beautiful South by, you know, infinity. And but yeah, they've been compared to the likes of Black Flag, and I can certainly hear that. And you said Slaves. Now, so they've got a few dates coming up. My other bone of contention is that they're not coming to Scotland, which is seems to be this thing now. A lot of people can't actually kind of, it's to do with costings and so on, or maybe they couldn't get a gig, which I doubt. I'm sure someone would have put them on. But maybe they toured and this is just like a kind of short, you know, just to keep them in the public eye. But yeah, no, they're only playing England, and I'm really happy that they didn't put UK tour on the press release.
Oh my goodness, there's nothing that grinds my gears more. Yeah. If you say you're doing a UK tour, then that involves both Wales, England and Scotland, not just one.
And
England.
Ireland.
Oh
Northern
yeah,
Ireland.
Of course, and Northern Ireland. But yeah, don't just stick to English venues, please. It's so sad for us.
Yeah. But yeah, I that is banging.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I need to go and like wring my ears out with soap or something after that.
Yes, it's filthy.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So yeah, over to you.
Let's have something very different again. This is Iora with Thieves Den.
You look to your left, you look to your right. I see in your eyes, you're searching for a fight. This isn't child's play, not anymore. I've seen these faces, I've seen them fight before. A clashing of bodies that never give in. I've got a secret no one's going to win. Win, win in this thieves' den. Blinded by anger, deafened by rage. No one can hear me, but this beast needs a cage. A clashing of bodies that never give in. I've got a secret no one's going to win. Son, I'm here to tell you your fighting days are
from a Mancunian called Iora. BBC Introducing in Manchester have been all over her, and I can definitely see why. That particular song is such an earworm, but she's got a couple of others that are out, and it ranges, her style ranges between kind of trip hop with an electronic production and a more folksy style, and I love all of it. I don't know if at the minute any of it particularly marries together, but you know, it's really rare for me to then say that it works anyway, so shows that she's really got a special edge. I love it.
That is, I was saying to you that that's really catchy. I'll end up, you know, after, when we do the podcasts, I'll go back and I'll pick one or two songs that, and I'll just play them over and over again, and I know for a fact that's going to be one of them. It's so intriguing, yeah, because it's not like anything else that I've heard in a while. And we were talking about the Andalusian feel for the song as well. And it's got Arabic, Irish kind of undertones. And yeah, just so good.
There's so much to work with. Yeah. It's brilliant. I can't wait to see what else happens from her this year.
Great. Okay, now this is my Scottish artist. I suppose we are a Scottish-based podcast, and we do support a lot of Scottish music, but for this year we've kind of got three Scottish artists on this podcast. This girl for me is the one to watch this year, and I think above pretty much anyone. This is Megan Earley. Megan Earley, she's from EK, East Kilbride.
No!
But I suppose there's been quite a few like notable talents. I suppose Jesus and Mary Chain, and that's a completely different spectrum of scale. Early 20s, East Kilbride. She's done a few things round and about in Scottish music, but she's... I hope this is gonna be her year. Her voice is unreal. It is, for someone that, she's got such an old soul in such a young body. And Billie Holiday has come out with comparisons to that, and many others. And if you saw her, she's such a kind of understated, I'm not going to say timid, but she's such a kind of quiet person.
Reserved.
Reserved, yeah, that's a great word to describe her. And I just can't fathom that talent.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Those high notes, you know, yeah, when people say that the hair on their arms is standing up, I feel like my actual head of hair is reaching towards the roof, because it's that was really, really beautiful, yeah.
Yes, rooting for you, Megan. Yeah, over to you.
Let's stick with some ladies, but this time they're coming from London. They're called Girlhood, and this is Baby Teeth.
From day one, I've had a real sweet tooth in the back of my mind. I don't know what to do. From the first time I found my soul, I swore that I'd never let it go cold. At age 7, sweet baby tea, but they soon fall out and give way to this, an unusual bite with a strange mother. You don't care about that. Got those nightingales resting in my head. Even though you can't see them, you know they're there. I ain't got legs for days.
Taken from the EP called Girlhood Volume 1, which is out now. That was Girlhood with Baby Teeth. Everything about that song, the vocal tone, the production, the fact that it's a little bit jazzy, the trumpet, I think it's a trumpet, everything. I just want more and more and more. The whole EP is just as good, if not better, and I just need everything to do with them involved in my life.
That's really perfect kind of summer driving music,
isn't it? But you know, I was thinking about that. I thought it sounded like, you know, really hot day with the windows down. Yet it also fits perfectly on daytime Radio 1. It also fits perfectly in an underground jazz bar. It also fits perfectly in festivals when it's like 3 o'clock on a Sunday and you're hungover, but you need picked up. Like every situation you can think of is basically, it works. And that shows a real universal talent.
Very, very impressed. Okay, so we're on to my last pick before our universal pick.
Yes.
And this is J.W. Ridley, and this is Jaguar Spring.
Scar.
I need to try not to cry now, because I love that song and that EP. That was my favourite EP of last year, actually. That's J.W. Ridley with Jaguar Skin, Spring rather. Skin, because I'm thinking of Goosebumps. So there's a kraut rock kind of... So I think immediately The Cure, New Order, and these bands that come through, but he does it in a way that's obviously like a derivative... and he's made it his own, you know, like these fucking reality TV. Oh, you made it your own. But he's intoxicating, and he really has a way of getting under my skin with his music. I think he is fucking unreal.
Yeah, I feel really uplifted, and I'm really glad that I do, because you started off by playing that track and saying, I think you're going to hate this, and luckily I really love it. I feel really emotional. I feel a perfect mixture of happy and wanting to cry my eyes out. I feel like that could go straight into a soundtrack for like a huge film, mm-hmm. and just get sky high attention. That was really, I feel quite teary now.
Oh my God, he's amazing. But yeah, we've coming on to our last track. It's gone so quick already. Good God. So originally we planned 10 tracks.
Yes.
But we had to put this girl in because, I should say this woman, young woman in, because this was a track that both of us and the artist just really stood out for both of us.
Oh, it's so good.
So Hannah Slavin is a kind of both, it's a dual pick.
For
and
sure.
The song Daydream, so we got sent this over by PR last year, and Hannah's 22. She's influenced by the likes of Carole King and Aretha Franklin, but she's got a real R&B flavour. She's based in Leeds, but she's from Glasgow. I think, woo-hoo. Not to Glasgow, Scotland. She's Scottish. But yeah, you loved it as well.
I've listened to this pretty much every single day since we had it on the podcast that we played it on.
That's
so
amazing.
That shows, I think, just how much I love it.
Yeah.
Particularly because I'm incredibly picky with what I listen to on a day-to-day basis. So Hannah, massive respect, because that shows that it's done a scalper for me.
I put this in a couple of DJ sets.
Yeah.
And I've had people dancing to it.
Yeah.
So So like that, it just shows you that it's starting to, hopefully, please be doing so much this year. Please tell us what you're going to be doing.
Please do those things in Scotland.
Yes, come up and visit us. You can crash here. You can crash at my flat if you need somewhere to crash. And
you can cuddle my dog.
Yeah, you can cuddle. And that's a dog. That's not a euphemism or anything.
It's my actual dog.
But yeah, so our last song's Hannah Slavin. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our picks for 2018. And if you've got any music that you do want to send us, then it's music@podcart.co. And you can find us on usual social media. Is there anything you want to say, Phoebe?
Other than that we will tweet you back and love you back, and please send us the things that will make our ears happy this year, then know that's been our Sound of 2018 list from Podcart.
My friends all had their doubts. They said that's the reason why we quit, not the reason why we fit. Well, did it seem to you all I ever wanted to be is must be confused? But that's fine with me. I'm not afraid to
confessing that you're over and gone, clearly moving on. But is there something else that you forgot to mention? I don't wanna try and aim to be perfection, just for a minute of your